Senator Byron Dorgan, Democrat of North Dakota, was set to chair the Senate Commerce Committee's hearings today. He's now leading the charge to subpoena Kenneth Lay. We asked him why he thinks a subpoena is the best way to get Lay to come and testify.
Well, we don't have much choice. Mr. Lay had agreed a month ago to come and testify, and we had believed that that was going to happen until Saturday. Actually, on Saturday, they indicated he would still be there, and then the Powers Commission report, which the company itself, the Enron company, had commissioned, came out, and it had a devastating indictment, I think, of what was happening inside the company, and I think that's the reason he decided not to appear. But as a result of that, we've decided to initiate a subpoena. We'll vote on that tomorrow morning, and that would require him to appear.
What if he appears and says nothing? What's plan B?
Well, everyone who appears, especially under a requirement of a subpoena, has a right to assert a Fifth Amendment right, but our committee doesn't have much of an alternative at this point but to issue a subpoena and hope that he will appear and testify.
What specifically do you want to know from him?
We need to understand what happened. How did it happen? Who allowed it to happen? Where were the regulators at the federal level? Were they brain dead, asleep at the wheel, or did they feel they just didn't have authority? Where were the accountants? How could you miss $1 billion in overstated profits as an accounting firm? I mean, there are so many questions to be asked with respect to Mr. Lay himself. He was the chairman and the CEO. What was your role in this? What did you know? Why didn't you take action to stop some of these activities that the Powers Commission, your own board of directors, report says were devastating to the company?
Kenneth Lay's lawyers have cited in their letter saying that he would not appear before the committee, the subcommittee today, cited inflammatory statements that were made on the talk shows on Sunday. In fact, you are quoted in the letter for your appearance on Meet the Press talking about a culture of corporate corruption. First of all, what's your reaction to that? And to a certain extent, if you're going to set forth an opinion on a talk show, doesn't that strategy backfire if your intended target doesn't indeed show up?
Well, the opinion that I offered was the opinion that was offered to Kenneth Lay by his own vice president last August in a memo to him, an opinion offered by the accounting firm, his own company's accounting firm, 2 months ago when they said there were they uncovered possible illegal acts in the corporation, and the same opinion that was offered in the report that that came out Saturday evening, commissioned by the board of directors. Now, you know, I'm sorry if it might hurt Mr. Lay's feelings to hear comments like that, but let me tell you what is really hurt here. I read a letter the other evening, just before I went to bed, in a stack of mail from a North Dakotan who works for a subsidiary of Enron, and he had $300,000 in his 401k pension account about 9 months ago, and that is now worth $1,700. He's lost it all, and he's trying to figure out, what do I do now with respect to my family and my future? So those are the people that I'm concerned about, the hurt that they have as a result of what appears to be business practices and went way, way beyond what one would reasonably expect from a public corporation.
And Kenneth Lay is the best person to provide the answers to those questions?
Mr. Lay was at the top of the heap. He ran the company. He was the chairman and the CEO. And, you know, I don't expect he would believe it's going to be a walk in the park to appear before a Senate committee, given what's happened with the company. But I don't think Congress has any choice but to get to the bottom of this. And I think comments by members of Congress should not deter Mr. Lay if he really wants to tell the American people his side of the story.
Trust is the issue with you, isn't it?
It really is. And our whole system of capitalism, capital accumulation, depends on trust. You know, we raise money by selling shares of stock, and people who know little about a company must rely on accounting statements. They must rely on the company's financial statements, the boards of directors and the executives of the company. And that trust was broken with Enron. That's very clear. They stated the profits that they didn't have. They kept debt off the books. They manipulated numbers. I mean, it's quite clear that trust was broken, and we have to do something about that.
Senator, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Senator Byron Dorgan, he is the chairman of the Consumer Affairs, Foreign Commerce, and Tourism Subcommittee.